the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
But let's start today with the presidency and whether the Irish diaspora around the world should have a vote in the upcoming election. Paddy Duffy is a TV producer who's based in Scotland, and in yesterday's Irish Times, he wrote that there are many people from around the world who have Irish citizenship and are living here in Ireland, and they have the vote, but nobody in Northern Ireland or living elsewhere does. Paddy Duffy is with us now, and will also be joined soon by Gary Murphy from the School of Law and Government in DCU. Paddy, thanks very much for joining us. You wrote in the Irish Times that there are people just across the border in Northern Ireland who know what's going on here, who are Irish citizens and yet are cut off from voting because of the border, and you, as somebody who lives elsewhere and other people around the world, don't have any franchise whatsoever.
Hi Ian, yeah, thanks for having me on. I mean, yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this is about correcting an anomalous situation as opposed to doing anything sort of wildly off kilter with indeed what the rest of the world is doing. And I suppose coming from a border area, you are used to those sort of anomalies all the time. It's like you grow up like I did in Lifford, and then just over the bridge in Strabane, there are people that are just as Irish as you and certainly feel just as Irish as you, and they're disenfranchised. And similarly, there, you know, the amount of people that I know that I went to college with who are now sort of all over the place, some in the UK, some sort of much further afield. And, you know, none of us feel any less Irish than when we left. And in fact, actually, one of the last things that I did before I left for the UK was to vote in the presidential election. So, I don't feel like I'm any less qualified to vote now, but just through what I would consider anyway, sort of a quirk of administration by living in Glasgow, I don't get to vote. And I feel like this is a question of delivery, really. I mean, it's like for the last year or so, the big question in Irish politics, isn't it, has been about, can governments deliver what they say? Do they say what they mean and mean what they say? Now, whether it's a hospital or whether it's, you know, a link up to the airport, I would put the franchise for citizens abroad and in the north in that bucket as well.
And this we're talking about is purely for the presidential election, because of course it would be different if people who are living abroad wanted to vote in national and local elections.
Yes, I think so. I mean, they are, I mean, you know, certainly I'd be in favour of getting any votes I could get my hands on. But yes, the presidency is definitely, I think, a different thing, not least because, you know, sort of we, the diaspora, are brought up an awful lot. And in fact, it's well, like I say in the article that I wrote yesterday, it's, you know, that, you know, you pull a big lever as, you know, mark diaspora heartstrings whenever we see the debates that happen. And it's a huge thing that comes up. Obviously, you know, we're mentioned a lot, and I said, oh, we have to reach out to the diaspora. You know, we're visited frequently, and oftentimes, you know, there's at least one representative on the President's Council of State, and yet none of us actually get the opportunity to vote for the President. And because it's such a, you know, a uniquely international role, and it is one that is for all the citizens of Ireland, it's not, you know, it's the Constitution doesn't say that the President is the President of the Republic of Ireland, it's the President of Ireland. And so, yes, I think it's high time that we have our say in these matters, and especially now what will be coming up to a very crucial presidential election.
When people talk about the diaspora, that brings in, well, if I'm the son or daughter of Irish people abroad, should I have a vote, or I once lived in Ireland and I've got connections to it, or should it be anybody who feels Irish having the vote?
Well, I think in the first instance, I mean, I think what I would envision certainly is, and I'm certainly not, you know, the government's implementations are on this, and more's the pity, but, you know, I would envision a situation where I could go to the consulate in Edinburgh and I could vote there, you know, and with all the sort of the same forms and everything that I would if I was voting at Ballindrate National School. So that would certainly be my sort of wish for this, is that it's sort of citizens in the north, and then sort of people like me who've been away, or sort of Irish citizens, people that have a passport. It wouldn't necessarily be a vibes based, you know, I feel Irish and therefore I feel like voting for the president sort of thing. I think there are definitely strictures that can be applied here. And it's also worth saying that, like, an awful lot of the heavy lifting has been done on this. The Constitutional Convention in 2013 was, you know, was full of praise for this, and it sort of it essentially sort of flew through the convention, and there's no political party really that is opposed to this either. So when you think about what has happened in Ireland since 2013, you know, we had the abortion referendum, we had the gay marriage referendum, and you know, the home to vote aspect of that was really quite a key thing of that. It was a big feature of those elections. Now, what I would posit is that that was a bit of a lottery in terms of whether you could come home or not. Some people who were maybe away for 6 months or a year, they could go back home to vote, but people that had been over there longer couldn't. And so what I would propose is to ultimately get rid of that sort of sense of a lottery and give everyone that feels like they have a stake and a say, and a wish for Ireland to do well, and who has a fidelity to the Republic, can vote, to elect sort of, which is basically really the biggest and the most symbolic dignitary that we have.
Gary Murphy, all the political parties talk about the Irish diaspora. They say, isn't it wonderful, we've got this great community abroad? But then when it comes to counting up votes, they might think, well, actually, if we start adding in voters from Northern Ireland, that could, of course, give Sinn Féin an advantage, or it could give another party an advantage.
Yeah, Ian, and Paddy alluded to that in his article in the Irish Times yesterday. But it might be no harm just to remind listeners what the rules are. So you need to be an Irish citizen, you have to be aged 18 or over, ordinarily resident in Ireland, and registered to vote. So that are the requirements. And the Constitution says, I have it here in front of me, every citizen who has the right to vote in an election for members of Dáil Éireann shall have the right to vote at an election for president. Now, there is some debate among sort of constitutional scholars whether you'd even need a referendum, or could a government simply legislate for votes for immigrants. And I would agree with Paddy in relation to the point about a general acceptance amongst the political elite, we might call them, about votes for immigrants in presidential elections. As far back as 2017, Enda Kenny told the country that his government would, and I use that deliberately, I quote, would legislate for a constitutional referendum to allow immigrants to vote in presidential elections. Now, that was 8 years ago. Fine Gael had been in power 6 years, so they've been in power for 14 years talking about this and have done nothing about it. And in one way, it's, I think, treating both immigrants and indeed the Constitution itself with contempt if you keep talking about doing something to it but not doing it, as is the case in practice here. I'm actually in favour of it, but I think it needs to be based probably on some sort of citizenship requirements. I mean, if one renounces one citizenship to another state, and there's been some debate about this with the entrance into the race of Gary Sheridan, who you talked about yesterday. Well, I mean, then there, I think these big different questions about who can and who cannot vote.
We've got a couple of texts in on this, Gary, and I think this is more relevant for you. The claim that the president is a president for all Ireland simply because the Constitution doesn't mention republic is nonsense. The Constitution clearly states that its jurisdiction applies to the 26 counties only.
Yeah, so De Valera, when he was writing the Constitution, was very keen not to ensure that citizens or not citizens, as the case may be, but the people in Northern Ireland who consider themselves Irish wouldn't vote, because this would be to somehow legitimise a partition. Now, he was very clear on that this was a 26 county state. He wanted a 32 county state, but until that great sort of manner was reached, then people in Northern Ireland would have to look sort of fondly to the Republic for the place they would eventually get a vote. And that was the reason behind it. But I do think the point about a president being a unifier, a president for the people, and how Irish people think about themselves, particularly immigrants, is a reasonable one to assess in a state today, where questions about Irish unity certainly are going to, if not dominate the agenda, be part of the agenda. Someone like Colin Meeswood mentioned in his recent remarks about the presidency.
Paddy Duffy, I want to put this text to you. Somebody who texted into 087-4100-102. It's not rocket science. If you want to vote in Ireland, then you should live in Ireland. Absolute nonsense for people to be demanding a vote while living in a different country.
Well, this is a case about electing, because, you know, I haven't ceased to be an Irish citizen by living in Glasgow. This is, you know, the president is important, and I mean, we could get into to the Dáil or anything else at a later time, but this is the president. I mean, this president represents all Irish citizens. You know, they spend the president spends an awful lot of their time sort of globally. It's like I've met the president while I lived in Manchester. There is something genuinely anomalous about the idea that we could that, you know, that we can go there, that we can go and visit a president that we have that we can't vote for. I think it's genuinely anomalous that people that, you know, I was able to vote for the president at one point and now I can't. But nothing has changed in sort of in my Irishness, and nothing has changed in terms of sort of how I view Ireland or the importance with which I would consider this president, you know, this presidency. So, you know, I think we need to be a bit more open-minded about this. I think we need to, I think Ireland and the, you know, and the Republic of Ireland in particular needs to stop talking out of both sides of its mouth. Like, the diaspora has been a big feature of election, of presidential elections for about 35 years. There was, as I say in the column, is like, it was the lamp and the iris. What was the message that I was trying to display? Is it, don't call us, we'll call you. So, you know, I think we need to have, you know, a real reckoning here over, like, we, you know, we can't be used as a prop in an election. You know, we can't have this mad situation where somebody can vote for president, or somebody can run for president but not vote for themselves if they live in the six counties, and, you know, somebody could be elected to the, or appointed to the Council of State by the president, but not being in a position to vote for them. I think it's a very logical scenario here. Like, given the fact that, you know, Michael D. Higgins is a great representative for Irish people, all Irish people abroad, we are subject to him no matter what we do. He is, you know, he is our president, and people here view it very much as that my Irishness is not really up for debate, certainly among anyone else that I would talk to, or among myself. So I think it's a perfectly logical step that we should vote for our international representative, especially because we're international citizens, we're international citizens abroad.
Gary Murphy, I wonder, is the government fear that they would have to do this by referendum, which would be a fear that perhaps people would use this to have an anti-government or an anti-establishment vote, or also that if they did actually extend it, you would also have bad actors from abroad looking to manipulate the Irish election one way or the other?
Well, I think that is the fear now, Ian, certainly. And one only has to look at the Brexit referendum, the Scottish independence referendum over the course of the last decade to see bad actors acting malevolently in referendums. But I don't think that's any excuse for sitting on one's hands. What I fear will happen is nothing. We'll have an election in the next couple of months. Then this issue will die down. It'll be raised again in probably 4 or 5 years. But in the meantime, the government, whichever the next one will probably talk about more bread and butter issues. And but I do think this is an important sort of constitutional issue about what it means to be Irish in the 21st century, with questions around citizenship. I mean, a presidential election is different, clearly, from a Dáil election or a Shannon election or local elections, where I do think the idea of immigrants voting is certainly much more, I'd be much more sceptical about that. But in one way, I certainly do agree with Paddy that the idea of immigrants voting seems perfectly rational. And this happens all across the world, as Paddy made his point in his article. But also, you'll have Callum Marion on later talking about America. Americans can vote all across the world in their own presidential elections, which I dare to say might be somewhat more important than our own here. But yeah, I think fear of a referendum defeat is really not an excuse for inaction.
Gary Murphy, and before that, Paddy Duffy, thank you very much for joining us. Just a couple of more of your texts in on that, and that bring up that point that Gary made about people in America voting from abroad as well. Here's a text in. My wife recently voted in the Lithuanian elections from Dublin. There are another text that said there are people living in America who have completely different and perhaps a not informed view on people like Conor McGregor, and have given the vote that might outweigh the votes of people actually living here.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together. Together.